This is Louis Navalier. It is Thursday, June 22nd. Well, you know, I can rattle off a bunch of economic statistics to you folks, like weekly jobless claims are at the highest level they've been in some time, or leading economic indicators are down, and actually at a very low level. But really what's going on is everybody's watching central banks right now. So we have China cutting rates. Their economy's in trouble. They got to stimulate things. We got Europe raising rates, even though officially the Eurozone's in a recession. And the big shock today was the magnitude of the Bank of England's rate increase. It was 0.5%. They're up to a 5% rate. Looks like they're headed higher. Now, why this is controversial is in Britain, they're running 8.7% inflation rate, but a lot of that inflation is self-inflicted. It's caused by not having key industries at home, being reliant on imports. It's caused by doing the green energy thing, which has made electricity rates cost prohibitive. So the British government provides aid so folks can pay their power bills. But in Britain, they have a lot more adjustable mortgages than we do. And so when they raise rates like they just did today, they're doing a good job pissing everybody off. And in the UK, if you sell your home and it doesn't cover the mortgage, you're still liable, okay? So it's not like the United States where you can say, sorry, you made a bad loan. Sorry. No. In the UK, you're liable for your loan, even if your home value doesn't cover the paying the loan off. So they've just pissed everybody off, okay? And the British media influences our media. So it'll be interesting how long this goes on. In the meantime, Jerome Powell's talking tough. We need two more rate hikes. But you have Austin Goolsbee, the Chicago Fed president, basically calling for no more rate hikes. You had the Atlanta Fed president come out with a very good essay explaining why we don't need more rate hikes. So, folks, we're very lucky to be in America, okay, because we're going to have a dramatic drop in inflation in mid-July. And I've said this before in other podcasts, but the reason we're having a big drop is we're cutting off a 1.2% increase in June of 2022. So that's going to fall off, and the annual pace of CPI is going to probably fall under 3%. Now, it's not the 2% the Fed wants. There's problems with owner's equivalent rent, which is the big thing that's kind of annoying everybody. But the bottom line is it's getting better in America. And inflation is cooling off fast. And we're so lucky to have a big country that's, you know, self-sufficient. You know, we can feed ourselves. We can generate our own energy. We export a lot of our excess energy. So we're very, very fortunate. So the U.S. is the oasis. And we're such an oasis that the other day we had a 20-year treasury bond auction. And for every bond that sold, we had 2.87 bids. That's phenomenal. You know, everybody's worried, how can we finance this $31 trillion deficit headed to $35 trillion? And that's your answer. Because if you look around the world, they're all screwed up. Their economies are weak. Their interest rates policies are hurting their economies further. You know, China's trying to stimulate. But we're the oasis. And fiscally, we are less irresponsible than the rest of the world. Now, are we irresponsible? Of course we are. That's why every kid born has, you know, $240,000 in debt, okay? But, you know, the U.S. has the ability to grow out of its mess. We also have a lot of collateral, okay? You know, we're a big country with a lot of natural resources, a lot of prime real estate, okay? So, you know, the government one day could start selling assets to pay things and make ends meet. Obviously, they've never done that, but that's another thing. So, So I want you to feel good about America. The stock market opened weak today. It's trying to firm up. Still got a lot of those AI-related stocks running. They're almost a little bit too hot, to be honest with you. The markets are gyrating quite a bit. I'm getting a lot of questions about energy. The refiners have big, fat crack spreads now. The inventory of refined product it dropped dramatically recently. So the refiners look good, okay? They'll make a lot of money as long as those crack spreads stay wide. A lot of the big integrated energy companies are also got record cash flow, record earnings. Also, they're boosting their production. Production is going up in North and South America despite the fires in Canada. So I did sell some energy stocks, mostly Canadian, but I'm holding the U.S. ones. And holding some of the Latin American ones, and I'm holding some of the big integrated energy ones. So, you know, what I'm doing is I'm just watching the analyst community very carefully. If the analysts get nervous, I may sell a stock because I the analysts create selling pressure. I need to, you know, get out of their way. I don't want them to steamroll me. But, you know, we are in the midst of summer driving season. Demand's going to be very high through September. So that makes my big energy bet still a safe bet, even though I've trimmed quite a few. The natural gas stocks are largely gone, unless they're doing LNG to Europe. That area is still safe. The Canadian tar sands ones are gone because the fires in Alberta are disrupting their production. Any energy stock that has analyst cuts has disappeared. But I still have a lot of refiners, a lot of integrated energy stocks that are one of the reasons America is such a great country, because we're energy independent. So I'm watching everything very, very carefully. The fear of global economic growth is today weighing down crude oil prices. Yesterday they were up, but we're going to have earnings season here soon. So that's that. Now, Monday is the final day of the annual roster realignment. So we'll probably get a bunch of pops on Monday and some selected small cap stocks. And then things settle back down. Then hopefully we rally going the July 4th weekend because people are happy during the holidays. Then we might have a little pause. And then we get ready for the next earnings announcement season. So lots of stuff is going on, but I'm being very careful here. And I just want you to know that despite a lot of chaos in the world, it's a lot better here in America. So I hope you feel good about that. And I expect the breath and power to broaden out. And I also remain firm on, no matter what Jerome Powell is saying today, they are not raising rates anymore, because the dubs are getting more outspoken and we're about to have a dramatic fall inflation that you'll see in mid-July. So that's it. It's Louis Navalier. That's your update for today. Take care, everybody.